Akron began on October 31, 1929, and was completed on August 1931. Construction of its sister ship, the USS Macon, began in 1933 and was completed in 1935. Both the USS Akron and Macon were prototype flying aircraft carriers that were put into service for the U.S. Navy. Both were the largest helium-filled airships ever built and provided an unprecedented projection of naval air power. Unfortunately, the service life of both was cut short due to them crashing during storms off the coast of New Jersey in 1933, Akron, and California in 1935, Macon. As a result of this setback and a decision by the Navy not to build further Zeppelins, Klemperer decided to move to Douglas Aircraft Company in 1936. Klemperer's pre-World War II work on designing and building flying aircraft carriers, along with his documented interest in anti-gravity research, as will be discussed in this book, substantiates Tompkins' claims that the Douglas Aircraft Company was secretly involved in the 1950s and early 1960s in designing space carriers for the U.S. Navy. Furthermore, Klemperer's earlier experience with the Zeppelin Goodyear contract bids to build Navy Zeppelins would have been vital in putting together secret contract bids for designs of large space carriers, as Tompkins attested. Tompkins' claims regarding the relationship between the Navy and Douglas Aircraft Company in designing anti-gravity space carriers is described in his autobiography, Selected by Extraterrestrials, and in this book. Finally, it needs to be pointed out that Tompkins was an enthusiastic supporter of President Donald Trump. He stated that the U.S. military intelligence community was behind Trump's candidacy in order to rein in the power of the deep state and, among other things, to facilitate disclosure of secret space programs and extraterrestrial life. This surprising revelation has been vindicated by the QAnon phenomenon, which first emerged on October 28, 2017, which is widely agreed to be a U.S. military operation used for disseminating insider information to the public. Among the many subsequent revelations made by Q is that President Trump's main backer is the U.S. military intelligence community, which is locked in a behind-the-scenes life-and-death struggle with the deep states, aka cabal/Illuminati, globalist agenda, in which the stealth destruction of the U.S. military and Constitution plays a major role. On September 19, 2018, QAnon dropped two bombshell posts affirming the existence of secret space programs and extraterrestrial life. The two posts opened a big door for the many millions who have been following the Q information to learn about such classified issues and how these have been hidden from the general public. If Tompkins were still alive, he would have been a staunch supporter of the QAnon information and the behind-the-scenes effort by the military intelligence community to disclose the truth about secret space programs and extraterrestrial life through the Trump administration. In this second volume of my Secret Space Program series, you will learn about the fascinating history of the U.S. Navy secret space program and the part played by William Tompkins in its evolution, and the prospects for disclosure under the current U.S. presidential administration. Michael Sala, Ph.D., December 17, 2018. Forward. When Michael gave me an advanced copy of his book, the one you are about to read, I turned the pages with great interest because his most recent book was only 2 years ago, Insiders Reveal, Secret Space Programs and Extraterrestrial Alliances, 2015. What amazed me in this current book was his ability to create a highly credible scenario of how the innermost secrets of UFO history have been kept from the public and how the Navy may have been able to create a secret space program of its own that the Air Force and CIA might not even know about. One of the reasons I was grateful to be